Among the dozens of new laws taking effect in Florida tomorrow is one that places new restrictions on abortion. The legislation will prohibit abortion when it's determined that the fetus is capable of surviving outside the womb. Here's reporter Rick Stone with details.
The new law prohibits all third trimester abortions and even some earlier ones if a doctor determines that the fetus could survive outside the mother's body. There are exceptions to protect the mother's life or health, although not her mental health, and many expect it to reduce the number of abortions that take place in Florida. Activists such as Tawana Amon, leader of Broward County Right to Life, are delighted.
We care about the woman, but we want, if that child has an ability to live outside the womb, we want to give that child a chance.
Viability is a bright line between permissible and prohibitable abortions that the Supreme Court itself established in the historic Roe v. Wade decision. It set up the clumsy trimester system to create a legal presumption that viability occurs at about 24 weeks.
Mind you, Roe v. Wade was decided back in 1973. Medical science has come a long way since then.
Harry Mehad is the chief litigator at the conservative public interest law firm Liberty Counsel. He says the new law continues to honor viability as the Supreme Court did, just with better information.
Now medical science is able to tell us with much more specificity when a baby is viable.
And Mehad says doctors are better able than before to sustain life in extremely premature babies that in the 1970s might not have survived. He says if there's a challenge, courts are likely to find Florida's new law a reasonable and logical extension of Roe v. Wade. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
And under another law that swings into effect tomorrow, veterans will pay less to attend Florida's colleges and universities. For that, we turn to reporter John O'Connor.
The Florida GI Bill means any veteran living in the Sunshine State only has to pay in-state tuition. That tuition is typically one-third the cost of out-of-state rates. The law also sets aside scholarship money for members of the Florida National Guard. The Florida GI Bill was the top priority of veteran groups during the past legislative session. Florida colleges and universities estimate the law will cost them $12 million. The way public schools get graded will also change this week. The new rating system will rely on fewer components, with more emphasis on test scores and gains. And schools will no longer automatically lose a letter grade if they fall short of certain goals, like too few students reading at grade level. While the state switches to new standards next year, poor letter grades for schools will not result in any penalties, such as replacing teachers or administrators. Starting next school year, the state will begin using new math and language arts standards and a new online test. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.